So it'd be a blessing if you got one of those three guys back by tonight. Or you guys got
no blessings tonight. So yeah, all three are out.
Is it more encouraging than maybe you had first feared the other night?
I don't know. They're all out, so I don't know how encouraging that is. And I can't sit here and say what they're going to be games moving forward, but it's a big one tonight, right? So just guys are going to have to step up.
I told you before the season you had five rookies in your lineup potentially on March 10th. You know, I don't know how you would have thought at that point.
Well,
guys have stepped in.
Yeah, I don't know. We had a tough one against Minnesota. We gamed that one out with it, you know, shortened bench, and now we just have to carry that on. And just the way the guys are playing and how hard they're playing, and you know, their dedication to defending, and you know, if things break down a little bit, you know, Vasilevsky's been there to bail us out, and that's what you need. And so. The guys' spirits are high in there, and they're going into every single game thinking they can win it, and be no different than tonight, regardless of who's in the lineup.
John, did people look at your roster and say, well, that's a young team, third youngest team in the league, but how much experience do you still have in there, too, with guys who have been through some of these late season sort of tight games?
Oh, yeah, we're all right. We've got a group of guys in there that have been down this road. I don't know if in the last few years we haven't been down quite. Been outside the playoff picture this deep into the season, but you know, the teams that we had to climb over has gotten smaller, and that's a good thing. And so we just, you know, instead of having your sights on like six teams, now you get your sights on two or three, and when you have that, it means things are going well for you. But we've got no room to take our foot off the gas. We got to keep going here, and the experience of, you know, what these guys have gone through before will hopefully take us through.
Did Pekka show you in his first round up here this year or something like he was able to
Well, he skates, mm-hmm. He works, he's got a nose for the net. You know, obviously we're short centermen, so we have to, we need centermen, and you know, you just do what you did last time you were here and things will be all right.
Was it important to kind of get that signature win on Thursday against Minnesota just to kind of validate what you guys have been putting together here recently?
All the wins are important, but you look at, we got 3 or 4 points out of 2 40-plus win teams, and that's big for us. And it shows the guys in the room that regardless who we're playing, we can hang with, you know, we can hang with some of the teams that have proven to be strong contenders throughout the year. But ultimately, you got to beat the teams that are in your division and that you're battling for playoff spots with. And one of those teams is tonight, and that's what makes tonight imperative.
Is there any common theme of some of the guys that have come up from Syracuse to where you've always been a big fan of their PHL all the development system? Like, you seem like guys have been step in and know the system and not
have
too much.
Yeah, there's been no problem with that at all. I think it's. Benny's done a heck of a job. The guys down there, they come up, they're ready to play. And so yeah, that's why there's no worries when those guys come up.
Good, thank you.
When I said